Such a beautiful morning this morning.
Praise God.
Feel the presence of the Lord here already.
Yes.
I know the Lord honors every sacrifice that we make. And I know that He wants to bless us. It's His very nature to bless His people. And so we want Him to bless us here this morning, regardless of how many they are. I need to bless Him myself. Whether anybody else gets one or not, I need one. So, but I appreciate the Lord this morning and His goodness and mercy to us. For the wonderful meeting we had over there in Monarch this year. Appreciate God's faithfulness. And I believe I mentioned out there a time or two that different ones felt of need for this year to have a good, exceptionally good meeting at Monarch. Felt like the saints needed to be encouraged and strengthened and inspired and rejuvenated and lifted up. Feel like the Lord honored that and granted us our requests and our desires. So we trust You'll bless in this meeting here too. The Lord will, whatever He'd have in the coming days, God will honor it with His presence, and that we can all be blessed that are coming here. I just have a little thought this morning in my mind, thinking about it a day or two, but I didn't get very much to go along with it. So whatever the Lord has, it's found here in the book of Haggai, the first chapter. It's about the seventh verse. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build a house. And I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. You looked for much, and lo, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts? Because of my house that is waste, and ye run every man into his own house. I was reading that a few days ago, reading some air, and my thoughts kind of dropped on that little thought there in the ninth verse and said, when you brought it home, I did blow upon it. I was thinking about the Lord blowing upon something. You know, they said, the Lord, I blowed upon it.
Yeah.
Because my house has waste. So I was thinking about the Lord blowing upon something. Upon our life, upon our foundation, upon our experience, upon our relationship with God. And I was thinking what kind of a foundation and what kind of a house. He said some year bring wood and build a house. I was thinking about our house and God blowing upon our house, blowing upon our house. I was thinking the breath of God, blowing upon our house. And if you'll permit me, I'd like to use the little story that we had way back when we was in second grade or something or another about the three little pigs. You remember that story, most all of you do, I'm sure. And how that they was going to build them a house. They were going to build them a house. Well, one little pig, he wasn't too industrious, I guess, or he wasn't too serious. So I believe, if I remember right, he built his house out of straw or something. And so it went along there, and then the other, and he come along, and he wasn't very much better. And I think he built his out of sticks and something or another. And then the other little pig, he realized that there was going to be something blowing against that house. And so he took time to build him a good, solid stone house and laid them stones and fixed it all real good and solid. And then you know how that a little bit later on the old wolf came along.
Yeah.
And he came up to the house where the little straw house was, and he was going to come in or go in. Well, he wasn't welcome, but he said, I'll just huff and puff And I'll just blow your house down. And you know the story. He did. He just blowed on it. And that little old house was built out of straw. It just blowed away. And he went in and was able to wire the little pig. Well, the other one had the sticks and things. Why, he came along to hit, and I'm going to come in, and so forth. I'll just blow your house down. And so he blowed on it, and you know the story that the little old house could not stand. I was thinking how you and I are going to have something another that will stand the wind, stand the storm. The wind that blows and the storm that comes and blows up on our house. And then most of all, with a greater force when God blows upon it. When God blows upon it. But then we know the story how that the old wolf came to the other little pig and he'd build his house out of good stones and a good foundation, and the old wolf came along just like he did the others. And he's going to come in, but he just said, "I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in." But he huffed and he puffed. And he blew and he blew. But that little old house that he'd built out of stones, it stood there. It wouldn't move. And so that's what you and I this morning, we're going to have to build our house out of real good strong material. Going to have to build it on a good sure foundation. We're going to have it. Don't want it to be daubed with, what did it say, untempered mortar. We don't want that, do we? Good rich mortar has to be between the bricks and between the stones. Good mortar. Good something that will hold it together. Something that will keep it from deteriorating and falling apart. Because the winds of the world and the trials of life is going to blow. I see a lot of folks getting blown away. They go along for a while and they don't put anything solid in their house. And they don't keep their house in good repair and good order. And then after a while, a big wind comes through. Big trial of some kind. Big sickness or something or another. Big trial. Big test. Big opposition. Persecution. Come along. And in fact, the house has not been built on a good, solid foundation. Made out of good, solid material. Then when the winds of the world begins to blow, that old house will just blow down if it's not fixed right. So may the Lord help us this morning. Here in Matthew 7th chapter, familiar part of the scripture, it said there in the 24th verse, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine," this right here is what we've got to build on. We've got to build on the Word of God. Build on a solid, something that will never fall. Something that will stand the winds of time. Oh, you know them old houses out there on the prairie. You see them old wind and sand that blows against them. And some of them been standing there for years and still there. Even though they look battered and they look kind of wind blowing and all those things. But some of them old houses are just amazing. Now some of them will still stand there. They've got some good material somewhere or another. Something in there that's good that would cause them to stand the storms of life and the storms of time. I see people like that too. I see some that have been standing for a long time. They may look a little battered. They look a little battered. They kind of might not look the best all the time. But they're still there. They're still standing there. The storms have come and the trials have come. And they've been tried and tested. And the winds of opposition, the winds of discouragement, the winds of persecutions and the winds of disappointments and The afflictions of the body have blowed against their house, but some of them are still standing there. I think about dear old brother Beebe down there. Just stand there, not murmuring, not complaining. Don't even tell anybody much how he's suffering, just there. And I know his condition. He's bound, and well, the Lord can help him, I know. But he's got a serious condition, which generally has a lot of pain with it. But it seems like the Lord is helping him. I know the Lord's helping him. But there he sits. There he lays in his bed. And the wind, the storm. Now he's in a real storm. But he's not moving. Watch it old says, like a tree planted by the water. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted, taking roots downward, bearing fruit upwards, and standing there like a rock in a billow, standing there the test of time. I see the young folks there, grandchildren sometime. God has stood the test of time. God has stood the test of time. God's church has stood the test of time. It went through the fire, through the persecutions, and through the storms, and through the floods. But still there, even today, after all the opposition of the world, after all the compromises in the world, and after all the opposition against the church, down through the ages and history of time, went through great fires and great floods and great opposition and great persecution, but it's weathered a storm. It's blowed upon it. The powers of the darkness and the powers of wickedness and the powers of unbelief and the powers of false doctrine and teachings and false man rules and all those things has blowed against the church. But it's still standing like a rock in the billow. Looks a little beat up sometimes. Looks like it's kind of been, just came through something, but it's still there. Still there. Brother James brought out some time ago, he got a little vision of the saints entering into the glory world and said some of them was coming in on crutches and some of them kind of limping and some of them kind of bent over, but they was going in. They was going in. Fought their battles. Stood the storm. Stood the test of life. Because they had built their house out of good, solid material. They'd build up on a sure foundation. And they had anchored their soul in the haven of rest. They had anchored their soul in God. And the wind that blew on it. And it's still standing there tonight, today. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rains descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house and it fell not. For it was founded upon a rock. I believe one of the writers said something about the wind vehemently. Vehemently, which means great force. Great force. Beat upon it. Blowed upon it. Blowed upon it. I was just reading a little old book in there in the room. I guess it's just a kind of a story about the old pioneer days and a little old girl out there teaching school on the prairie and a little old sod shack out there, and of course it was just writing, I'm sure, but I guess that it's based on a lot of truth, I'm sure. That wind would blow against them old houses and cracks, and the snow would blow. Well, I know what that is. Where I was raised, snow would blow through the cracks, and I'd wake up in the morning, snow on top of the quilts, and have to shake the snow off, and the wind just as cold where I slept, as cold as it was outside, and the wind blowing through the cracks. But the old house stood anyway. It stood anyway. And so, you and I this morning, we want to build our house upon a good, solid foundation. And not only the foundation, but we want to put good material into our house. The very best you can buy. Don't put no shoddy merchandise in there. Don't take anything. No secondhand stuff. Get brand new stuff. The very best. If I was going to build a house, I believe I'd want to put the very best material I could find. I believe I'd want the very best material I had. I remember a story came to mind about this man who built houses. He was a carpenter, and he'd been working for this company for a long time. And the company, or the man that owned the company, he wanted to do something for this man who'd been such a faithful worker down over the years. He said, "I want you to build a house out there just the way you'd like to build it. Just put anything in there that you want. And just build it the way you want to build it." And so the man went out there and he told him, don't cut no corners. And don't worry about the price of anything. Just whatever you want to put in it, just put it in there. Make it as nice as you want to make it. Without worrying about finances or anything. Well, the man, he decided that maybe he could cut a few corners and he could maybe make a little extra money himself. So he went and he got material, kind of shoddy material and cheap material, put it in the walls and in the foundations and covered it all over. I guess they say that's a sign of a good carpenter, can hide his mistakes, I guess. But anyway, he went and made it all look nice on the outside, but he had kind of cut corners on the floor joists and the foundation and the walls. And he got it all built and nice. And so the owner came to him and just handed him the key. And he said, "Well, you've been a faithful servant. I'm going to give you this house. I'm going to give you this house. Lord, help us this morning to not put any shoddy merchandise in our house. No defective material. Nothing that would defile. Anything got worms in it or termites in it. Don't want to put that in the house at all. Because it will affect the other part of it. But we want to get good, sound material. Build our house out of something that will stand. Because the winds of the world will blow upon it. It'll huff and it'll puff and it'll blow your house and you will find it. But more so, and my little thought out of this text, the Lord blew upon it. God blew upon it. Don't you know the Lord's going to blow upon our house? Don't you know the Lord's going to, the world blows on it and the things around about us puts pressure on us. But then God's going to blow on our house too. He's going to try it. What he said? He tries our reins. He weighs our spirits. He's going to blow on our house. And are we going to be able to stand? But he said here, it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the sand and the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. A lot of people today are putting shoddy material in their building. And that's why that you see folks falling by the wayside sometimes. When the pressure comes and the wind blows, the trials come, the sickness comes, the tests come, the opposition comes, if that house isn't built upon a sure foundation, and if it hadn't been good, solid material put in that house. What is some of that material? Love and faith, humility, sincerity, honesty. Those are all stones that will stand the test of time, will stand the things, the opposing powers that come against it. Ah, those good, solid foundation stones of simplicity, godliness, holiness, patience, kindness, temperance, faith. Oh, these are stones that will stand the test of time. You build your house upon those things, with those kind of materials. Christ is the foundation. His word is the foundation. We build on this, but you and I, we're the one that has to put the material in the house. He's the foundation. We build on him, but it's up to you and I what kind of material that we use and that we put in our house. So let us put in our house. Oh, we were talking to the school children one time and building a house on the board. And we used some love for the roof and some patience for the two befores, and you know, just took a lot of good things and just put it in that house. And oh, when you build a house out of love and patience and long suffering and humility and obedience and submissiveness, you build on those things, and then when the trials come and the tests come and beat up on that, blow up on that house, it'll be standing there like a rock in a billow. But you let somebody build out of sand, sticks. What do you say? Something over there somewhere about in the great house, there's this and so. But oh, you put sticks. What is sticks? And straw and those kind of things. They're combustible things. The wind will blow them away. What could some of those things be? Oh, may the Lord help us be stubbornness, rebellion, dishonesty, hypocrisy. What's some of the other things?
Pride
and selfishness. That's a good one. Self-righteous. Selfishness, self-righteousness, and unwillingness to cooperate, and lack of humility. Oh, you build those, put those things in your house. When the wind blows, that house will just like that old wolf. It'll just huff and puff on it, and it'll blow that house down because it won't stand. And so, let us build our house out of good, solid material. Here in the 15th chapter of the book of Matthew, it says about the 11th verse, "Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man." Then came his disciples and said unto him, "Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard these sayings?" But he answered and said, "Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up, shall be blown away, blown away. Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted, everything that we put in our house that is not of God shall be blown away. Be blown away. It won't stand. And we will find ourselves blown away, cast down, cast out. Because he said, everything that's not built, what did it say? Every plant which my heavenly Father is not built. Everything that's not of God will be blown away. All my works, if they're not built on the Lord Jesus Christ, and they're not built on the Word of God, I can work all I want to, but it'll all be blown away. When God blows upon it,
It'll fall. It'll fall. Everything will fall that's not built on the Word of God. Not built on love and humility has already been expressed. Love and submissive and obedience and humbleness of mind. Tenderness of heart. Everything that's not built on those things will be blown away. I don't care what I do. My works won't be stand. I believe it said something about that there in Corinthians or somewhere there. Third chapter of Corinthians. According to the grace of God. Here in the 10th verse. Of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder. You know, you and I have to be master builders. Using the uncorruptible material. Undefiled. Everything that defiles shall not be that. No, shall not be a part of that. Anything that defiles. And I heard that word, the meaning of that word yesterday, but I forgot it already. Defile means to. No, I heard the word bitter. Bitter means to defile, I believe. But anyway, it says here, for about a master builder, for we are laborers together with God, we are God's husbandry, and so forth. And it says here, according wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another buildeth thereon, but let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. Every man take heed what he builds on there, what he puts in there. I've seen people down through the years that was stubborn and selfish and self-righteousness and uncooperative, but something came along. The Lord blowed up on it, and it went down and it failed. And how sad is the fall of it. And it says here, for other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, and precious stone, wood, hay, and stubble, for every man's work shall be made manifest. It's going to be, what's the word manifest mean? Put on exhibition. Put out, be known. Every man's work shall be known. Nothing hid. Every man's work shall be known or put out there for everybody to see. Because the God is going to blow up on it. And when he blows on it, if it isn't built out of these, upon the Word of God, and built with this undefiled or uncorruptible or undecayed, if that is a word, if it isn't built out of those things, when God blows on it, then that thing is going to fall, going to be consumed and blow away and disappear. Every man's work shall be made manifest. Can't hide anything, can we? It'll all show out. It'll all show out. A good carpenter, like I said, you can cover it over. But one day, it'll all come out. One day, you'll see. You'll see the old wall. You put bad tubifores in the wall, pretty soon you'll see it subsiding. You put shoddy seals in the floor, it won't be long until it'll be done. You don't put enough roof trusses on that thing, pretty soon you'll. You don't put enough these here ceiling joist in there, you watch your sheetrock. Be just like that. Just in a year or so. You put your studs too far apart, it'll start waving. It all comes out. See, we can't put nothing in our house but what it'll be showing. It'll all be looked at. Because God's going to blow on it. Every man's work. If you'll let me use that term, every man's work shall be blowed upon. Shall be blowed upon. God's going to blow up on it. And it's going to come out and show itself. And not only will
God see it. God already sees it. But people will see it too. It'll be exposed. So you and I, we need to prepare ourselves in such a way that will stand the test of time. Stand the storms of life. Now we're just going to naturally have wind blowing off against us all the time. Yeah, they that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. The wind of the world, the wind of discouragement, the wind of unbelief, and the wind of doubts and fears and confusion. Confusion all around, isn't it? It's going to blow upon you. It's going to blow against you. And Luke said, it blew vehemently against that house. Great force. One of them stood, one of them blew down. Because it was dependent on the foundation that they was builded upon and the material that was put in the thing. It stood the test of time. That's what we want. What did he say one place? About running over there. Let us run that we might obtain. We're going to have to stand the test. If we live in this world very long, that's why it's so necessary to get a good, solid start with God. Get saved. Get a good, saved experience with the Lord. Get a good, sanctified, holy, filled with the Holy Spirit. Settled, building on the Word of God. Putting good things in our life. What did he say over there? Add to your faith virtue. Virtue, knowledge. Knowledge, temperance, and brotherly kindness. Faith, godliness. Add. These are the things that we put in our house that enabled us to stand the winds of the world, the winds of opposition. Oh, thank God. Thank God this morning for the things that we've got our house in. I'm glad that when I started out that I had a good teacher and the Holy Spirit began to teach me also. And by searching the Scripture, taking heed to the Word of God, being obedient, willing to accept instructions. Yeah. Willing to obey. When the truth came, when I started out living for God, I didn't know nothing about the Bible or the truth. But God, when He saved me, He put something in my heart. A willingness to obey. A willingness to take counsel and instructions. And when it come along and I could see that it was the Word of God, I just measured up to it. Just measured up to it. By the grace of God, a lot of wind. I felt an awful lot of wind the last almost 40 years now. A lot of wind blowed against this old house. But by the grace of God, we're still here this morning. Kind of battered up a little, but we're still here. By the help and grace of God. And I know it's because of the foundation that we build upon to start with. And I know it's because of the material, if you permit that word, that we use and put into our house. And it's because by the grace of God, we have to continually adding to. You know, it don't take a house very long to go down if you don't keep it repaired. It's amazing. You just move up. You know, a house will deteriorate far more without anybody living in it. You just let a house sit empty out there for a year or so and go back and look at it. It's amazing how much that house will deteriorate in 1 year with nobody there. You'll see it begin to, paint begin to peel, and the boards begin to rot, and the doors begin to swag. You've got to keep it repaired. You have to keep that down. Oh, I went by the field of the slothful, he said. And it was all run down. Fences, briars all over the fences, and Oh, it was just a terrible looking thing. So if we get slothful, let our house deteriorate, one day the wind will blow. And if that old house hasn't been kept up, the wind will blow it down. Will blow it down. And especially, I'm thinking this morning of this little text. It said the Lord blew upon it. I'll tell you, when God blows on it, he's going to have something pretty good to stand. Pretty good to stand. So not only have to we build on a solid foundation, but we got to put the right material in the house, and then we got to keep adding to it, keeping it repaired. I know my house. I don't know. See, Mike, since Mom left, I'm getting better at it now, but for about 3 years, two or three years there, house didn't mean anything. I didn't care about it. Just play sleep. But you know, I noticed the thing. This spring, and I got to looking around, you know, things began to go down. The gutters, and any new gutters, and this and so, and all those things. Just leave it alone. If you just leave your house alone, pretty soon it'll start decaying. And then the wind will blow, and the storm will come, and then the house will go down. May the Lord bless us this morning. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's works of what sort it is. I'm thinking about the Lord blowing on that house. Try it. Every plant my heavenly Father is not planted shall be blown away. Blowing away. Everything that's built contrary to the Word of God, everything that's not based on truth and principles of truth and doctrine shall be blown away. And especially when the Lord comes, oh, the judgment shock. The judgment shock. Don't the Bible say there's going to be heaven and earth going to pass away with a great noise, and the elements is going to melt with fervent heat? Oh, I don't know what that'll be like. Fervent heat. Oh, that heat from that atom bomb that fell on Hiroshima over there. There was so much heat that it caused big old drops of rain. In the air. It was so much heat that it baked potatoes right in the ground. Cooked pumpkins. Completely cooked them.
Steel and concrete.
Man was up on a ladder against the side of a brick building, and it burned his shadow into the building. Fervent heat. The earth shall melt with fervent heat. What kind of world will you and I be? Will our house stand that God blowing upon it? The judgment shock blowing upon it. The Lord help me this morning. I want to keep my house in good shape. I don't want to let it run down. And I want to have an open mind and an open heart. A willingness to humble myself. A willingness to obey. That's the only way I know how to live for God. That's the only way I know how to keep the victory. Because I do make some blunders along the way. I don't do everything just right all the time. But I'm glad that I can go and humble myself and fix it up. And go on for God. I'm glad for that. May the Lord bless these few thoughts this morning. Remember, God blew up on the house. And the time, the winds of the world, oh, they're blowing strong now. They're blowing against the church as never before. You and I are facing things that are in the church today We're facing things that nobody else has faced. The winds of the world. The winds of unbelief, of atheism, of all kinds of false winds of doctrine. What did you say something about being tossed about? Every wind of doctrine, a lot of false doctrine. False spirits just ever. The air is full of them. Blowing upon the house. Blowing upon the church. Blowing upon you and I that are trying to stand for right and truth. Trying to live holy and righteously and humble before God. The powers, I just thinking yesterday, of the pressure that is against the church. We heard some of that in Monarch. But of the pressure that is against the church today. Against holiness and righteousness and humility and obedience and submissiveness and godliness. The pressure that's against this world, it's just blowing us. There's a tornado on, blowing against the plain, simple way of truth and life. Blowing against the honesty and purity and sincerity and humbleness of mind. The winds of the world is blowing strong, strong, strong against those things. But thank God, as long as we're on the foundation, we're safe. We're putting good material, good things in our heart. May the Lord bless us this morning to have on hand something that when the Lord blows on it, it'll stand the test of time. May the Lord, these are your prayers.